Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Lord, we don't want to gather if you will not be here. We ask that you'll be glorified in the name of Jesus. Be our God, be our shepherd, show us your ways, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now let's read from Genesis chapter 1 very quickly, then we jump to 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Genesis chapter 1, the King James Version, we take the first three verses. Today we are considering the divine order. Please give me the King James Version. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you have the King James there? Your glory is awesome. Your glory is great. Your glory is awesome. Your glory is great. Verse 2. This beginning that you are looking into the scriptures here was not Genesis. It was before Genesis. So Genesis actually started from verse 2. See, and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God does not spend his time creating rubbish. So this suggests to you that somewhere between verse 1 and verse 2, there was a string of activities that could have spanned a million years. Between verse 1 and 2. This earth that God created, not the heavens. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But something happened to one section of this creation, which was the earth. Scripture said the earth was without form. The word form there means formless. This was not God's original intention. This is not what God created. I want you to understand that the nature of spiritual battle preceded you. Even when there was no man on earth, there was a Satan here walking to about everything that God intended to do. So don't be surprised when you are facing challenges. This time you are looking at was before the sun was created, before the moon was created. God, the Lord created the sun and the moon to regulate time. There was no sun here. So it was a timeless era, maybe 50 million years, maybe 100 million years, nobody knows. But there was something that God created and the earth suddenly became without form. To become without form would be I'm trying to think of the only example coming to my head is not a very good one. Have you seen a boneless person before? A person without bones? Maybe in his legs. It's a condition. Without bones in, you see the way that area dangles. Huh? That's what it means to be without form. Put up that scripture. The earth was without form. You know, you look at, you visit the hospital, and you find certain people, the way they look. Sometimes when you are very sick, and you emaciate, sometimes you can't look at yourself in the mirror. You know, there's a way you like to see yourself. It was without form. Put up that scripture. Let's read. It was without form and it was void. Void speaks of empty. Empty. God was being descriptive. I want you to see the extent Satan was willing to go. Unfortunately, we don't really have so much time. I would have given you a snapshot into the little information we have from Scripture about the world that existed before Adam. In that world, Lucifer was a prince. And how his rebellion caused the destruction of that first earth. But that's not the focus for today. Say the earth was without form and void. And I want you to see two requirements for darkness. That many times when you begin to pray and you notice that the darkness you are contending with is not giving way, you need to go back and look for form and void. Are you here? Stay with me. The moment the scriptures, oh goodness, the moment the scriptures identified without form, void. Something that was created, but that thing is no longer existing in its normal, natural estate. If the Lord had destined and prepared you to be a prince, and you are living as a pauper, your problem is not, the solution to your problem is not money alone. Where anything that is not functioning in the natural estate with which God designed it is without form. Are we together? Whenever you find something that is empty, God never created anything to be empty. In fact, there is nothing that God created that doesn't understand the language of God. They are created to respond to the voice of God. That is why Jesus could wake up in the middle of the ocean and he spoke to the sea and said, "Be still, be calm," and the waters calmed. That's why God could instruct Moses and he could stretch his rod over the Red Sea and they obeyed him. Nature only obeys you to the degree of your own obedience to God. Yeah. I want you to know, because there are times you will find yourself and you will need God to move supernaturally, that what you are looking at here, there is no way you can beat this time. There is no way Joshua can win this battle if the sun does not stand still. And you will need to invoke a supernatural power. And that power will only respond to you when they check your obedience and see that it is complete. Then you can tell God, "That man coming for that interview, let him be late. Let there be traffic on his way so that I can get to the interview first." Then the man will suddenly have flat tire. And when he finally makes it there, he's already frustrated. He's tired. Just say, "Yeah, are you the one here? Okay, what's your name? Oh, wonder. Okay, we'll get back to you. You have gotten a job." He's tired. If the company like, they should train you. If they like, they should not train you. Sign, she's good. She can do it. Collect my money. Go home. "What's your name?" "Ah, you like your smile. What school do you from?" "Ah, Bowen." "Ah." "God bless you. Remind me of my daughter. She's very..." She has a happy face like, sign. Please understand that the darkness was not introduced until there was formlessness and there was a void, there was a gap. How many of you also understand that Satan always looks for empty spaces in your life to fill? When he notices that between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m., you are usually there doing nothing, he will begin to send some things. You just pick up your phone and you are checking the status of, you know, you will just see something. He has a way of making you see something. Something you didn't subscribe to, something you didn't pay for, something you didn't buy. And sometimes it could even be shopping. Eh? And don't even look at me as if you are not the one I'm talking to. Everybody has a team for shopping, including the brothers. It's just that what we are shopping for is different. You see somebody, including myself, saying, I'm broke. You go online and pay. And buy something. You just pay. Like, I've paid you. And I tell you to wait for 1 month. Just quickly go and confess. See what I did. I bought something. You see, you must be careful of gaps. Be careful. Watch your daily program. Where are the areas where you are experiencing gaps? Where are the free? What are the free times in your schedule for the day? Because when Satan finds a void, he knows those are the areas, those are the timelines where you are not likely going to be praying. That's why it's called free time. You are not working, you are not doing anything productive. He will look for something. You will remember Chike. You will remember the woman that offended you. He will look for gap. And please understand that Satan is not doing any of these things because he likes you. Because he wants to keep you company. My wife and I realized last night that ChatGPT can keep you company. We didn't know. I'm telling you. God forgive me. You know, we didn't know. Me, I just go to ChatGPT to do my job. I didn't know that ChatGPT could have a conversation. I didn't know. Okay, let me shock you. I didn't know ChatGPT could speak Yoruba. Yes. We realized I was just playing. Oh, God forgive me. I abused somebody's father. My wife was having a conversation. They were just talking back and forth. You are my BFF. You are this, you are that. And I told, tell ChatGPT that we read it. That's what I said, that your head is not correct. ChatGPT responded, spoke in Pidgin English to my Kelo Day. I'm telling you. You know, I had to collect the system from my wife. I looked at it. I was dazed. Like, now it's a Kelo Day now. What did I say? No, started responding like a real human being. While you are there playing with your phone, they are running upgrades on that thing. Huh? That thing speaks speech. Unfortunately, my wife's laptop, I had to collect and say, no, what's this? The thing spoke pure Pidgin English, spoke Yoruba. Say, kilo day now. I say, what? You know, I started asking myself, how uninformed am I actually? I started asking myself, how uninformed am I? This device, maybe they already have all your data, you don't know. I don't know if it was Bill Gates or someone who made a statement. What's that thing I said this morning? I'm on an Aria level this morning, so I'm not stressing myself. If you don't know what Aria is, ask church. ChatGPT speaks all that. Go home and speak Igbo to ChatGPT today. You will see that you don't even need a friend again. Just activate your voice. ChatGPT, tell me a love story between Amaka and Uche. I want it to be very interesting. You know? Like real Amaka and real Uche. Uche is a banker. Amaka is a teacher. Then tell me how they started quarreling because of Amaka refused to come and visit. Then sit down. It will be talking to you. You see, all this void. It's interesting, though, because everybody is looking for free time. But look at how Satan was able to gain an entrance. He could not gain an entrance until two conditions were met. He first ensured that which the Lord created was not functioning in his original estate. So if the Lord has called me to be a preacher, then I wanted to marry a woman. The woman has said, if you want to be a pastor, I cannot marry you. So if you see my life, I cannot be doing pastor's wife. Some of you are saying the same thing. You are saying the same thing even now. You don't want to carry people's problem on your head. But you want to come and disturb a pastor with your own problem. So I have all your names and your matric number. It's not everybody that can marry a pastor. For the same reason, not everybody can marry a Dangote. Because even if Dangote likes you, the moment he sees that your IQ is low, he will marry another wife. Because he cannot, he won't want to send you. He will just look for somebody who can think business. I beg. This one, let her be eating. It's food she came to eat. So when you deceive yourself and say you love each other and others, I want you to know that at the end of the day, that marriage is only standing on values. That marriage is only standing on what? On values. If you like, be a beauty queen. It will go for a less beautiful woman. What are the two things I say Satan looks for before he brings darkness? He looks for formlessness and void. So, this is a good time to really ask yourself. I'm 32. I'm 33. I'm 34. What exactly is my mission on it? Because I am telling you one of the major reasons a lot of people keep fighting certain times. Jesus, our Lord, said, he said the enemy came and found nothing. He found nothing. That means the enemy was given permission to run a system check. And Jesus was supposed to sit in that exam hall and not interfere. He said the enemy came. Huh? And found what? Nothing. So what do you think could have happened if Satan just found one little thing? See, the way he has been greeting Mary Magdalene of late, he has been visiting her too much. But there's nothing happening. He said, but you are going there, Sha. You are going. I went. She will cook now. Will the man of God know it? Say, is that you are eating before? Is that not how it starts? Don't you know that the people with the greater number of demons, when you deliver them, they become emotionally attached to you? Huh? Yeah, no. You close your eyes. Say you are forming Jesus. You did not know. You did not know. You did not know that there's a way we do this thing. Forming Sadiq. Say you went to cancel her. You went to share the gospel. Who are you? Why are you that you are going to a house to share the gospel? You that we are still trying to save. I went with a married woman. It was Eleko. Some few Sundays ago, I went to preach at Lekki Church. So I went there to visit her family. She now said, Pastor, the way you preach online, I'm not sure you can sit in the car with a woman. She said that you are sitting beside me because her daughter was in the car. So she now said, Pastor, sorry, I want to ask. How are you able to, like, the way you normally preach, like, you cannot. And I said, you are different. She said, I say, yes. I say, number one, I am your pastor. Number two, you are married. I'm also your daughter's pastor. And then I'm going to visit your husband now. So my mission has a clear purpose. I'm not going there to share the gospel with you. If you want to hear the gospel, come to church. I'm not there to discuss your personal problems. Because that's where they start. That's how formlessness starts. You want to solve someone's problem, of which you are not assigned. You are not assigned. All these are our wonderful children here. I take responsibility for them. They must not say that they don't have a pastor. I'm your pastor. Even if the child has never met his father before, I'm his father. By virtue of being in this church, don't tell people you don't have a father figure. And if they try, you call me immediately and I'll pick. Who is challenging you there? Because when you see formlessness, there is a reason why we have formlessness. It doesn't just happen. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little carrying the load and the burden alone
A little, I don't like discussing my problem. A little, you just notice that you have gone off God's plan for your life. And once that first law is satisfied, what did Satan do? He will just come in and bring you what? Void. You will not start having time soliloquizing, philosophizing, reading quotable quotes, how the universe is going to help you. You will start doing so many things, and for you, it's your time. You start becoming irritated when your phone rings. Nobody should call me. Fake friends everywhere. When you get to that point, Satan will be leading you on. Yes. Nobody is feeding you. Nobody is feeding you. I assure you, if Brother Dangote comes in here now, you will see the way we'll be greeting all of you. Ah, God bless. What's your name? Ah, I'm happy to meet you. Gospel. I'm happy to meet you. How are you? Where are you from? He will greet all of you. You think it's because he's nice? Why do you think he's greeting you? You're all his customers. What are the things you buy? Salt. Spaghetti. If you have children, you must be a customer of that brother. On Tuesday, we are talking about Domino. Go listen. This is a condition of that message anyway. He will greet you. You say, so respectful, so humble. You know that boy that used to laugh in that meme? They think I'm their friend. Because he knows that his continuous existence in business is tied to your perception of him. The day you also come and say, who does even think he's proud? He's proud. Let's boycott him. This Gen Alpha and Gen Z, they can boycott anybody's father. They don't care about you. They will talk. These generations are also okay. They can call you terrible. Can call you stupid. They don't care about you. You are not my father. You are somebody's father. Once the devil sees these two things, I want you to be very careful. Because sometimes you might have already met the condition for one, and Satan is already pushing you. Then you see that when you enter that, put up that scripture, when you now find, and darkness, you see, darkness was now what? Upon the face. Do you know what that means? Can you imagine how vast the ocean is? Have you ever been by, if you, what's this place at on the island that we visit, this beach? That one that is no. The one, is it Eleko? Uh-huh. If I don't know, that's the one I've been to. If you stand, maybe Joshua, we should go to the beach very soon. We'll take all of you. Yeah. See, when you get to that place, at night, you know, so once it's late, they tell you to start leaving. Because the marine species wants to come out. Once you get, if you stay around there late in the night, you'll be afraid. Alone. Without light or anything. When you hear the rumblings and the waves, you can't sleep. You are standing there. You will see a thick darkness. It's as though you can use a knife to cut through it. You are just looking at the waters. You start having strange imaginations. You will see people walking on the water. You see something coming out. You even imagine that you saw a mermaid, even though you didn't see anything. So imagine when God now said, darkness was upon the face of the deep. What do we mean by the deep there? The deep means what? Water. That deep is water. If you check on that translation, that deep is water. Darkness was upon the face of the waters. This kind of darkness, if it is as a result of flouting the first two rules that we talked about. Huh? Some of you are reading Genesis 1. You've been reading it. Now you are seeing something you've never seen before. Am I right? Uh-huh. Prayer alone cannot fix this type of darkness. Are you here? I said prayer alone. Huh? Binding, because this darkness, it's not a typical darkness. there is a category of spirits that Paul refers to as the rulers of darkness. They are rulers of darkness. They are not just darkness. They control the darkness. You can't bind them. Because for them to have a place in your life, you open the door. And once they put one foot in, that door is not shutting again. They will stay there until that door is fully opened. And when they come in, only God, divine intervention, God's mercy can bring that person out. That's why we have cases where two people seem to have a particular type of problem. One comes out, the other does not come out. Because the laws that was flouted, we determine what will happen in that contention. Say the darkness was upon, put up that scripture. And darkness was upon the face of the waters. Look at God's recipe. The moment this scripture is God's public service announcement on what is going on. This is what God saw when he came to it. He saw that something like this had happened to his creation. So what did God do? He stepped back. Spirit, you go. He didn't say a word. And you have to be careful of overanalysis. Sometimes, overanalysis can lead to analysis paralysis. Overanalysis can lead to analysis paralysis. Have you seen people that you have a business model, you are looking at something you want to do? They will look at all, they want to see all the corners and the angles to the conversation. They need to be sure that before we move, everything is set. But nothing is static. Because the market depends on real people. While you are also here planning, some other people are somewhere planning how to take the same market. And that's why if you run a business and you have a staff, or an employee. I think staff is wrong. Abi? It's wrong. Employee. Staff is a group. It's a group word. Okay. Thank you. I have to be explaining this before you go on United Nations and destroy yourself. When you have an employee that is rude to a customer, the sentence is not forgiveness, it's dismissal. Yes. I'm a pastor and I said it. Anybody that sends away your customers from you was sent from the pit of hell. Don't play with it, oh. No. Come. Let's have a meeting. Sorry. Hey, if you call me pastor again, you are in trouble. Sit down. Can you please explain to me what just happened? Your letter is already in front of me. I'm signing it. But let me just hear, because, you know, there's something to learn in every situation. Okay. So that's why you decided you could. Oh, she looks like a younger sister, right? Here, we don't look at age. We look at service delivery. All right? So, if you start shouting, the God you are serving, help me. I beg, I take God, beg you. Olora, Babalola. I use the God of fire, Babalola. Doctor, you call me doctor to psych me. Depending on how I woke up that morning, maybe my wife pounded the arm for me or something. But dismissal is on the table, actually. If I like you, I will tell you, step aside. Let me show you how it is done. I will resume the next morning. Just observe. I'll show you how to talk to customers and evoke respect. There's something we call customer profiling. When someone walks through your door, you have 2 seconds to profile that person. You profile based on the way the person looks, the way he or she dresses. Let me tell you, even if the person is trying to dress broke as a brother, there are 2 things that will not lie. His wristwatch. His skin. My wife said his skin. Please give me one other. You are trying to say something. No. Let's assume his phone is in his pocket. So you have me, I am tempted. No, before he speaks. You know, you need to be able to profile. Some of this is, some of you going to pay 100 million at LBS to learn this one. I've given it to you free. I've told you people, if you encourage me, I will start running productivity classes online. Just, free. It's maybe on YouTube. Just to, because some people don't know. They just blame the devil has been accused too many times. Right now, the devil is in China. He's not here. But you accused him for what you did yesterday. Meanwhile, they are doing Southern China's wizards meeting. It's not here. But somewhere in your mind, you just look at her. Because you always look down on women. You just look at her gift. She's a student. She's not a student. She's in your mind, like, that attitude is going to get you fired. You are entering into what we call formlessness. So please, if someone should encourage me, I want to run a few classes. I won't talk about God, we just talk normal business principles. You look at the person, you can look at the skin, you can look at the watch, you can, if he's wearing a cologne, but let's assume the person chooses to be anonymous, a mystery shopper. He doesn't want you to know who he is. But his skin will not lie. Most likely, he will forget he wears watch. Then look at his footwear. Even when he's wearing knicker and singlet, just check his footwear. Then if he's well fed, his beards will be shining. You see his beards? Just go and ask. Ah. Hello, good morning, sir. You're welcome. The way he will not, what you first threw at him will compel his real intonation, accent to come out. He won't be able to fake it. So you, because man is a creature of response. Hello, sir, you're welcome. My name is Benga. How can I, is there anything you're interested in doing? Or can I walk you through? Ah, okay. Hi, Benga. How are you doing? Okay, just give me a few minutes. I'll get back. Okay, that's fine. I go back. This is my Igbo smoking accent. I will keep it somewhere. And use the original one that can sell this diamond, this 500,000 wristwatch. That your Igbo Ibini accent, you leave it somewhere. Eh? You talk like someone that wants to sell a watch of about 500,000. Neither. And I want you to know that is the least amount some people will pay for a watch. So don't bring your mindset of, who will buy this watch? It's you will not buy. We have customers. So if I was selling pricey items, I would first want to know what kind of mindset you have. Because you may be the one sending customers away. Say, Pastor, I want you to pray. I don't know what's happening to my business. It is that girl that you put there. That girl that you say your sister said you should help. This your help has landed you into trouble. If my son grows up, maybe in the future, and he's joined university and he's on vacation, come and work for me. He will start from the bottom. Start from the bottom. Learn to clean the office. I have someone that is going to pay, who is going to be paid, but you do it. If you are going to run the company, you need to know how everything works. Not just backing others. Say, it's my father's company. Why? Did I promise you anything? He says your father's company. Where is your own? Go and start your own. And it's your father's car. Father, my foot. Say the Spirit of God began to over. So in the business world, what do you think overing suggests? You're analyzing the situation. Huh? Put up that scripture. It's ruminating. It's looking at how come we have this problem and nobody noticed on time? He's analyzing. He began to move. He did not move from heaven. He came to where the problem was. There was darkness over the face of the waters, and the Spirit of God came on top of the darkness and the water. Are you seeing the sequence? The Holy Spirit did not say, oh yeah, darkness, move. Let me see the problem. No. He sat on top of both of them. How you are able, Satan, how you are able to enter this family and stay here for the last 40 years? I want to understand. Not just Father, every spirit, we'll pray. Let's be spiritually intelligent. And everybody's shouting emotional intelligence. Though nobody is even getting to that point, but they're asking us to come for the course. No problem. We'll come. How about spiritual intelligence? What I'm sharing with you here is spiritual intelligence. You sit down. So instead of using your ability to pray in tongues, and I'm explaining this process now, instead of you using your ability to pray in tongues to just while away time and say you are building your spirit in a most holy faith, that is one function. You can now use your ability to pray in tongues to analyze. Some of you are hearing something. This is the problem in the office. This is the problem in the company. This situation in your life. Just today, turn off your phone. Carry out this activity when your head is sharp, not when you are struggling with sleep. Say, as I was praying, Satan came. What? Oga, go and sleep. Wake up in the morning when your head is clear. Don't allow those Igbo smoking spirits to use sleep against you. I don't have anything against praying at night. I'm talking about we want to analyze. Your head must be in the right place. Because if the Holy Spirit is ministering to you, you'll be bringing thoughts and ideas to your mind. If you are struggling between sleep and being awake, you will miss vital information. Sometimes it helps to put on your iPhone, wear your earpod, and then you are speaking. As you are speaking by inspiration, you'll be saying some things. There are not things you thought about. Oh. Have you seen scientists when they're in the lab, they're analyzing a particular specimen, they will hold the recorder and say specimen 2, today is the 5th of this, the specimen is responding this way, responding that way. Because they are doing something that sometimes we refer to as longitudinal studies, which means they are going to be studying that thing for a very long period of time. They need to be able to say, as at 3 years ago, this was the observation, this is when the thing we started seeing some changes, so that if anybody picks up that research in the future, they can listen to the tapes and say, okay, why don't we tweak it this way, tweak it that way. Sometimes, I'm telling you how this thing works. Some of your superheroes in the faith, I'm telling you what they do. But by the way, they have this privilege. Because it was telephone they were using. Green, 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 you wind it. If you miss one number, you start again. Put yourself under an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can permeate. Huh? That is why you have to be selective about the song you listen to. It's not, every time you shout, this singer. It's not me. It's because I have seen what you can get on the other side of pure worship. When you play around God's presence and sometimes you are not praying, you just sit down and allow the song just wash over you like water. You are not praying, you are in God's presence. Just. Do you know I had to go pay for an AI that can create songs, create lyrics? So I tell him, I said, this morning I want to create a 1 minute 30 second music. I just need the percussion, I need the semi-acoustic guitar, I don't need drums, I need the bass guitar, I need the keyboard, and then I want the song to be very intuitive, slow mode, something that provokes critical thinking. I want to be able to, and you see this strange AI. Can I even shock you? The AI is free. I didn't pay. If you want to know, come and see me after. I had to create my own music because sometimes something doesn't really jive. I don't really like the noise. It's okay, but when you are in Lagos, everybody is running mad. But when you want to really slow down and hear God, you need to be around a sound like this one that allows for the Spirit to permeate over the face of the waters. Then I begin to pray in the Spirit. And that your Igbo smoking tongues that you normally pray as if you want to break somebody's door down. Slow down. This one is a long journey. We need the Spirit to be able to walk with us and inspire us. So we are praying in tongues softly, intuitively, deliberately. We are praying, and your voice is merging with the sounds that are around you. You see, I'm talking about the Spirit overheard. Do you know that in the book of Job, Please look for that scripture when the sons of joy, the sons of God danced. Huh? I think it's Job. I want to show you something. I preached this message when church first started. When the sons of God, they danced. It's in Job. If you find it first, let me know. Is it gathered or danced? Job 38, verse 7. One glory is awesome. Glory is great. Glory is awesome. Let's do verse 6 and 7. Are you blessed this morning? Are you learning? Huh? Are you catching? I want you to go back and fix. See, the moment you do it, go to verse 5. The moment you start learning how to do this thing yourself, you become a master. I'm telling you. Look at this. Do you know what's being described here? Go to verse 4. Let me see if I have any information in verse 4. Now, can you see the first line here? What does this fourth verse tell you? The creation of the earth. Huh? Please, are you here? Look at the scripture. Are you seeing verse 4? He said, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Next verse. Who had laid the measures? This earth has measurement too. You are the only one that says, just do it anyhow. That's why there is form and void. If thou knowest, who stretched the line upon the earth? Next verse. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fasting? It means this earth is not standing on nothing, no. Hello, are you still here? You see, when you start reading the Bible like this, it becomes interesting. He said, this earth that the scientists told us is floating in space, there was somewhere God tied it. Oh, I can tell you where that place is. Oh. Huh? Who knows where it is? I'll just give you a gift now. The earth, Gospel, this is why I like you. The earth is fasting on the word of God. Say, he uphold all things by the word of his power. The reason why, the day God changes his mind about the earth, will float away. Carry you go. Water, carry you go. Please put up that scripture. He said, what laid the cornerstone thereof? This is beautiful. Next verse. When the morning stars sang together, this is a string of verses that are together. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God did what? Give me verse 8. Let me see if I have anything there. Okay, go back to verse 7. Let me explain what's going on here. Let me just give you a summary. Maybe I should make a video on this one. When God wanted to create the world, what you heard in Genesis 1, and God said, what Job told us is that when God was really making, there was something that Moses did not capture. Eh? Let me give you an example. When God wanted to separate the waters from the waters, what were the angels doing? Agbara Olorunpo. Agbara Olorunpo. O lana sori okun. As they were singing, their song was the cement, was the building blocks. That thing God wanted to do, he required an atmosphere for it. When the spirit was hovering over the face of the waters, they needed to set clear grounds and separate the darkness. And what did God do? Say, when the sons of God shouted for joy, when they danced. You see, so don't have that problem of dancing. Can you see that your matter will be very hard? Because even in heaven, some things are not done without music. Every time, go and read the book of Revelation. Every time a major prophetic declaration was to be made, you will hear a song in the book of Revelations. That is why you cannot say, it's just a song, I just like the beat. Oga, Sorry for those of you in America. See, song is a spiritual commodity. You are the one that says, I like the way it feels. Before you started feeling, the song has done its job in you. It has finished its work. Whether good or bad, the influence has already been deposited in your body, in your soul. Before you started, I feel it. And you've noticed that even if you don't dance, you start dancing it, dancing like the world. The song has finished its transaction. So when God was saying, the spirit over the face of the deep, what was happening was that there was a specific atmosphere that the Lord was trying to initiate over the darkness. There are certain darkness that can only be broken with authentic worship. Are you here? You are not here. I say, are you here? I'm not talking about keyboard. If you have music, that's fine. But I'm saying there are some battles. Huh? So that's why even when you go on the mountains and you see some of these, the true prophets, so not the ones that tell you who you will marry. And drinking shekpe. I used to go to one church one time, the Olusha Guton. Sorry. The Olusha. He drinks guda like a fish. He has two wives. Anytime I drink harvest like this. I used to wish to be an Olusha. That church, they just follow Old Testament. They don't care about New Testament. They carry ram. They bring ram to church. They bring goat to church. They bring everything. If you see the way we price market in that church during a bazaar, harvest, I thought everybody in church was broke. Until we reach the bazaar, you will now know that people have money. They can sell this paper, this biro, for 20,000 naira. I tell your president in this country knows all of you. The thing he's doing, you know you people can't do anything. Because this is the way you are as Nigerians. And what makes a bazaar sell? Pride. Pride. You cannot be here. Mama cannot be here. At least from 100,000 and above. I cannot call Fatima now. She will know some 1 million and above. It's pride. If you call me for bazaar. See the way me, I will carry that boy for Facebook. This will just be laughing. They invited the wrong person. You just call me to preach. Forget this. Your bazaar. You sing from today to tomorrow. Beat drum for me. I say, have you bought a copy of my book? I will market you. I'm telling you that in that situation that happened, if you find yourself under intense warfare, intense darkness, and when I excuse me, when I say darkness, I'm talking about a situation for which you don't even know what to make out of that situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? That darkness, what I mean is that when you look at that problem, you are even confused. You don't know what to tell anybody if they ask you what's going on here. Adopt Job chapter 30, verse 7. Add it to, I'm giving you the prescription now. 3 days, two tablets, 3 times a day. Or morning and night. Add Job verse 7, 32, right? 38. Add it to Genesis 1. 1 to 3. Where the Spirit of God was overing, how do we over? By bringing in a new law. A new law. You bring in worship. Don't talk about the problem. Begin to worship. Fervent, intense worship. Don't do it once and say you have done it all. We don't know how long the Spirit was overing. No? They didn't give us the time. What I can assure you is that I know I had A3 in physics, but it's a long time ago. So, something about pressure. Huh? What happens when pressure builds? If you place a ceiling or a cover over maybe somewhere in the lab, and you put some liquid or water and you cover it, even in your kitchen, once the pressure mounts, depending on what you have used to restrict the boiling water or the motion, boom, takes it out. When you get to that point, the goal of put up that scripture in Genesis 1. The goal of and the spirit overed. Where we are going in verse 2. The essence of verse 2. The essence of you deliberately saying the next 7 days, I want to bring my family under a new law. If you have children, you have siblings, write their names, capital letter on paper. Firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn, maybe you, fourthborn. Put it in front of you. So that you won't forget why you are here. Because sometimes, some of you, when you pray, your mind will not leave the reason why you came. You'll be praying for, interceding for other people. Leave them first. Let's settle this darkness. And you begin to worship and begin to pray in tongues. You begin to worship, begin to pray in tongues. Don't pray in English. Pray in tongues, worship. Pray in tongues, worship. Pray in tongues, worship. Pray in tongues, worship. Pray. Make it difficult for anybody to reach you at that time. Don't set a trap because Satan is smart. Satan knows that if you turn off the gas, even for 5 minutes, by the time you turn it on again, that the boiling level or boiling point of that water is no matter the same. You have it retraces a bit, then it has to. So don't set a trap. Listen to me. Nobody's looking for you. Turn off that phone. Or go on airplane mode and use the phone to record and do other things. You know, get these are the things I do. I am telling you, I put the secret in hands today. Even though some people will still not do, they want me to prophesy. This year we are raising a prophetic company. Oh, I need to round up. Are you here? The essence of verse 2 is verse 3. Go give me verse 3 of Genesis 1. The moment the spirit over to a point, your goal, what you are waiting for, is to hit that point where the moment you say, let there be light, the words become powerful. The offering, the saturation of the atmosphere becomes ready to receive your word. The earth now becomes ready to receive your word. The environment now becomes ready to receive your word. Your words now become like a seed that can grow. So what was the first problem that they had in the world? There was darkness. So God spoke to the darkness. He didn't speak to it immediately until after he had overed. He now knew in his spirit. When you get to that point, you will have a witness. When it's time to start praying, the re-prayer of binding and losing, you will know. The problem is that people say they want to fast, they want to pray, they want to do something. You just get there from the first day. You don't know what the prayer point is. You think the prayer point is that you don't have money. No. Your prayer point may be against a spirit that found its way into your family and has sworn to destroy every female child in your house. But you are not aware because maybe you are not even born there. So when you come before God, it's good to have the prayer point, but be wise. Don't come and start bombarding heaven's gate. It's not heaven that puts you in that problem. The gate you need to bombard is on the other side. But before you can do that, you have to understand how God wants to go about it. When it's time to start praying, God will minister to you. Start now. Start now. Start now. As you start, you will be feeling the weight in your words as you are praying. That moment, you will start feeling like it's like something like virtue. Virtue is flowing. You are supercharged. You are ministering from a stream. You are not ministering from a cup of water. It's as if they put you somewhere at Kenji Dam and you are drawing from a massive well of resource. The energy is just flowing from God through you into your family. From God, it's not your battery. You are connected to the mainframe. You are connected to the main drive. It's not like, let me pray. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Where's charger? Charger. There's no charger again. You are connected directly. The whole essence of verse 2 is so that when you get to verse 3, you can say, let there be. It is no more a prayer, it's a command. It's a command. You speak into the darkness. You speak into the darkness, but these words are no more empty words. Something threatens your family, that's the strategy. Something threatens your career, that's the strategy. The problem here is that a lot of people have never taken their time to practice this. So they are not even sure they are willing to wait for it. Now is the time to develop this kind of strategy so that the day you have a real problem, you already know how it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you always find yourself in a relationship where at some point the guy just ghosts you or whatever, First time, second time, third time. Third time is a pattern now. What is this? What's going on? Look at yourself in the mirror. Am I still wearing my face? Yes. Do I like me? Yes. Okay. At least you must like yourself before you think somebody should like you. Shut down. It's better to do this for 3 weeks and recover lost time than to keep hoping that the next guy will be different. The next guy that last guy didn't walk away because he didn't like you. He walked away because he was compelled by another law to walk away. He was compelled by another law not to stay with you. He was compelled. That law is what I refer to as the darkness. The next time somebody threatens your family, just say, the last person who tried what you did, he did not survive it. I hope you are ready. Instead of you to be calling the girl, hey, Evelyn, I am Mrs. I am Kunle's wife. You don't need it. Just call her. Is that Evelyn? Okay, my name is Tommy. I am Kunle's wife. I am aware you guys have some things going on around you. I'm not sure he told you about me. Are you really ready for the catastrophe that is coming? I am not going to ask you to leave him, but the last person who tried this thing did not survive. The person is dead. Good night. You will see your husband's phone ring immediately. It's Evelyn. But you see, if your husband knows that you understand how spiritual thing works, he will say, she said this. Actually, my wife is a very spiritual person. let's not take it like it is nothing. It's actually something. Don't put yourself at a disadvantage. This world is designed for the strongest. Samuel told David, Gospel, Samuel told David he will be king. He even anointed him. Samuel didn't tell David that between him and the throne was Goliath. It didn't come out in the prophecy. It didn't come out as accurate as Samuel was. Samuel said, in the times to come, for the Spirit of the Lord will usher you and bring you into a season of your life, and you're going to encounter a giant, a beast, and you're going to bring down the beast into the fire, and the Spirit of God will empower you, and then the throne shall be yours. All those prophetic lingo. Some things are better discovered by faith. Because if they had told him that, they would have said, giant from I'm happy with my father. I don't even have plan to be a king. So I beg, maybe I'm. He would have run away. Even before the oil touched his head, he would, pew, like a cartoon, he just speed off. You will not see. He said, where is he? He said, he has gone. When he heard giant, we heard giant. Yeah, me, I love my relationship with God. I don't look for what he's not looking for me. That's why no matter how powerful a prophet is, he will not tell you everything. If not, you will not need faith. And if you don't have faith, how can you take your journey? How will you learn spiritual things? The prophet will give you a guide. He can show you blueprints. He will not tell you everything. Because prophecy, say we know in part, we prophesy in part. But you see, faith, you need to keep growing in faith. Because when you hit the next level, the level of faith you need is not the same as what you need for the last season. So you have to keep growing. You need to feed on the word of God, understand how God works at a higher time frame, on a higher level. Are you blessed this morning? I want you to pray in tongues for 1 minute. Your glory is awesome. Your glory is great. Your glory is awesome. Oh, glory is great. Glory is awesome. Oh, I want you to pray for yourself in 1 minute and receive divine strength and inspiration.
Your glory is awesome.
Your glory is great. your glory.